There's also the question of, there was an old septic that was attached to the original building. That septic is still there. I don't know if it's still connected or not, but it is still there. If you, unfortunately, he's not here because he doesn't live in town anymore, but Robert Sprague, one of the maintenance people there, had expressed at one time that that septic was still in use and was fed salt and then he fell in. And then again, with you're saying a benefit to the community, I don't see a benefit. Okay? I don't see how sequestering yourself in that building, that means, okay, are you paying taxes? That would be a benefit to the town. Are you buying anything for the town? Are you spending any money in the town? If you're not, that's no benefit to us. Okay? Basically, you're putting a group of people in isolation here that you say it's for the good of us. Well, there is no good. I do not see anything that benefits us. So I'm asking, what is our benefit here? And don't give me the greater good thing, because that's not what we're talking about. How does that benefit us?
Amen.
And
thank you.
It's I'm not bringing it up here because it's not appropriate, but the conversation I had with you that I felt was very inappropriate on your side. And that's all I'm going to say. But that's all I have to say. I don't see a benefit. I don't see how a private school that does not meet the criteria of a public school or even a private elementary or high school meets any of the legal criteria that you put up. I felt you put up a very good argument there. And he was basically, you know, railroad.
There's a line of case law by judges who have said that it is, and we can't ignore that. We have to follow the law.
I understand.
I do think the community will benefit financially.
Please, give me an example.
You mentioned the grocery store, a convenience store. I know that you guys have trouble keep maintaining that convenience store open. You know, firehouse.
I'm sorry.
I would actually recommend that convenience store to start carrying kosher food. And kosher food. And I think they would actually do very well.
If they want to do it, that's all up to them. However, again, but the thing is, you said
the students are going to be many kosher products.
You said the students are going to be in campus in class from 7:30 a.m. to 11 p.m.
There are breaks. Let's have a break. Exactly what that means. There are breaks during the day, and it would be normal for a student to take a walk at the
time.
Time.
My name is Joanne Fruger. It's Fruger. I'm at 62 West Greenbush.
Joanna, do you swear or affirm? Okay, thank you.
I really honestly just have a question. What was paid for the school?
That's not a relevant land use consideration.
Then,
we can't consider that.
We weren't allowed to know what it was assessed at, what taxes are going to be paid for.
Nope. This is a land use board. All we decide is the use, the impacts, the parking, the lighting. That we have limited jurisdiction.
Stacy,
you swear or affirm to tell the truth.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
How often do the 35 students rotate? Okay, so they come in when they're 17. And how long do they learn for before they go wherever they go?
That's a great question. Typically, it's a 3-year program.
3 years?
3 to 4 year program, typically, yeah.
The same students are at that school for 3 years.
Again, you'll have them, they'll typically go to Israel afterwards. So you'll have a student come in the upper teens. By the time they're the 20s, they're off to Israel. So you'll be, you know, as students graduate, you'll have other students filling those spots.
Will there be a graduation ceremony there where family comes and parents and friends and things of that sort?
I don't see a problem with something like that.
Well, I do if there's parking issues.
Well, would you have a problem with that if it was the school having a graduation ceremony?
There will be a parking issue, yes. Yeah.
You're talking 30 students.
I understand it's 30 students. I'm asking a question.
Well, I'm trying to keep it apples to apples, because if it was a public school, there's public school graduations, are there not?
If people can't
by us tonight. With all these cars. That's it. There's a parking issue. I'd like to say something about the septic. Why do they not have to conform to 9A? They do. If we all buy a house in town and it's not to today's standards, you have to upgrade it. Is that not true?
They have to meet the County Board of Health regulations and Pineland regulations. So far, they have a letter from the County Board of Health saying that there's no increase in flow based on what they're proposing. So the Board of Health is not requiring anything additional right now.
Do they have to, did I read something where they have to make it parts per million?
Yes, they have to comply with whatever the regs are for that.
And may I ask how you plan on doing that?
They're going to have to provide calculations and show the Pinelands that they can meet those requirements.
But they don't even know where it is. They don't know where the...
Again,
that
has to be a condition of...
If
it's approved, that would be a condition of approval for them to get a, I guess, certificate of occupancy through the building department to occupy the school. If they can't provide that proof, even if they get an approval from here, they can't provide that proof. They can't occupy the school and operate it.
But the board is notified of that, correct?
Yes. The Pinelands process, you get the certificate of filing up front, and then it goes to the local board, which is where it is now. Right. And then after this board takes action, if it's approved, it goes back to Pinelands for what's called a no-call-up review. And basically, they have to address the nitrate dilution. If they don't, they won't get the no call up.
Right.
Okay. I want this board to know that I am not in favor of any of this. Even the site plan, that is not a site plan. That is a survey with wording on it. Where's the lighting?
They're not proposing any improvements.
Is the lighting adequate?
Typically, and I've been doing zoning and land use for 30 years, if someone is moving into a site and it's very turnkey for the use, it's very common to submit a survey existing conditions plan, and that's what gets approved because nothing new is being proposed. It's already there.
Thank you.
One last thing, please. I'm going to take the podium. I swear to God.
Make it quick.
Make it quick. I got the impression, I'm sure everybody else did, that you're in favor of this. Just by the way you're answering all their questions. That's why I just told to these people only, and I didn't get a hill of beans from them.
I never will.
Listen, I could tell right now, Chris, you said you know me, I know you. You are for this, and it's going
to
pass. I guarantee it passes.
You have to understand that we have to go. Not by what we how we feel. We have to go by the law. And if they meet the criteria, we have to vote accordingly by the law. We can't use our judgment or our feelings.
Understood. But these questions are directed at these people. We listen to you people all, or ask their questions to these people. Now we have questions for these people, not for you people, for them. I want them to answer. Everybody has asked so far what's going to benefit this town.
All right. I'm cutting you off because you're making
already,
the same speech as last time.
But I just wore myself in, so I don't get 3 more minutes.
No.
It's just crazy.
Is there anybody else? Yes, sir.
All right, Bobby.
Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, Madame, M-A-D-A-A-N.
Okay, Bobby, do you swear or affirm the tip?
I do.
Stuff you got. Okay.
Got a question directly to you. You said to benefit the town, you were going to help the convenience store. You stay open? Yeah, I know the owner very well. He's like a brother. So.
I wanted it. Someone recommended this. They want to come in, that they should stop carrying the kosher food.
You recommended it. And not an agreement being made or anything?
No.
No? All right. Just wanted to put it out there. I'm actually Bobby. I'm the owner of the store.
I left a message to you.
I completely got the message, and I just did not look at it. But if you're going to say that you recommended it, just wanted everybody to hear because I don't want any misunderstanding that there's an inside job here.
No, not at all. I never even met you. I went in there and spoke to the girl.
You recommended to some random employee?
Yes.
Who was there. Yes. Okay. I appreciate it. Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, but we
go up. There you go.
I
got a piece of gum for that one.
Let's go to the door, Tom.
Give me a minute to redo
Tom
this.
Charles, 701 State Road.
Todd?
I have questions for
Tom,
you guys.
Do you, Tom, do you swear or affirm to tell
Usually,
the truth?
Okay. Do you have any idea if this will create any added expense for the town, the school, in any way? It won't cost us one penny if they come in. Nobody has no idea.
Nope. When you moved to this town, when you bought your house, did it cost the town any money?
No,
it made money. I paid taxes. That's my point. I don't know. You don't know if there's going to be any added expense because of the influx of people or anything else like that. We're not sure. But we are sure that taxes most likely won't be paid because of the
taxes weren't paid before.
Excuse me?
It was a school before.
Right. We paid yearly for that school. And now we're paying the way for this school. But the thing is, are they going to pay the town? I mean, are they going to be taxes?
We can't consider that from a land use perspective.
Well, there are businesses. I'm talking about benefiting the town. That's what I was talking about. I don't see no benefit in it. And if you don't believe that it's going to cost us somehow or another, it's going to cost us.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak?
Go ahead, Jimmy. Go ahead.
All right.
Pam Heinrich, 73 West Road. I just wanted
Pam,
to.
Pam, do you swear affirm?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's
true
stuff. You got okay.
They said they said they were going to take care of their own trash. Yeah. I just want to make sure they're not taking care of their own trash by taking it to the transfer station because we're already in trouble with the transfer station.
Good point.
No, they would have to use some kind of outside
private service.
So we're going to add a trash truck from it to their property a couple days a week, too, when you're camping.
Well,
I mean, everybody's been camping.
We have trash trucks going all over New Gretna now. They go up and down my street.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying, if you're camping.
It would just be once a week, probably.
Yeah, but just to
I'm
make
sure
that they're not using the camper.
They would not be using the
camper.
Okay. How you doing? 27 Frankie, James Adams.
All right, James, do you swear to affirm to tell the true self you got?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So there's a few things. And one is you have to go by, since this is actually a business, it's not a school, because you just said you have tuition, correct?
No, it still makes it a
school.
Still a school.
It's still a school.
A lot of schools require you pay tuition. Any private school, what?
But it's a college.
High schools, private high schools charge you tuition too.
But it's okay. So with that, you also have to use by your. You have a maximum setting for applicants or for occupancy, right? What's your maximum? 180
No, you're coming before us for 42 students, 35 full time, and 7 that are coming
it's
in.
It's not. There's a difference between occupancy and. What this is the zoning approval. The zoning approval will limit the number of students, regardless of the occupancy of the building.
But you still have to keep that in consideration because of one side, because of the front part, not the dormitory. Like you said, it's two separate things. You got B1, right? And what I'm saying is because you don't have parking, it doesn't meet criteria for parking.
It does meet. They've got 30 parking spaces.
30 parking spaces for 108, like the other people said.
There are 42 students, none of whom will have cars.
But if I was to come in, you roll. Because if I was to go in with purchase a piece of property, and I say this business is only going to have these many people coming in and out of here, whether they have cars or not, whether they walk in or not, they still have to go before and say, this is your. You have to have that many parking spaces for this many people.
Yeah, we have
it
for the use.
Let me just comment on the parking. According to our ordinance, you need one space for 4 beds if you have a dormitory. So they need 9.5 parking spaces for the dormitory. the school requires one space per 1,000 square feet of floor area. It doesn't count the number of students. The school is 18,000 square feet. It needs one space per 1,000 square foot. It needs 18 spaces. So that totals roughly 28 spaces. They're providing 30. So they're meeting the ordinance. The ordinance doesn't count the number of kids in the school. It counts
how many that
based on square footage of floor area.
So how many of that 30 is ADA?
Well, they have to have at least one ADA parking, possibly two,
up to
between 25 and 50, and they're going to have to stripe it and provide two ADA
spaces. So you have
spaces.
To have the 28.
Plus two. Counts 30 total, includes the handicap.
No, I thought that was not.
It's not an addition, the handicap count in the parking count.
And then what are you going to do about the drainage also?
Well, they're not changing the parking lot. They're restriping it to create the 30 parking stalls.
But in the back right there with the septic, and that's another thing I want to talk about. So you talked about the septic system, but when you don't know where the septic system is, you don't know how big the leach field is, you're going in with the original septic system, because we're beating the dead horse here now. The original septic system did not include showers, laundry, or anything like that. So when you now, because it's a new purchase, you're changing it, right? Because you have to change, because we're changing things.
We're not the Board of Health. You're asking all the questions you would ask to the Board of Health.
Here's the thing. It goes back to zoning, because there's no way they put in a true application to conform to the existing septic system. There's no way.
The septic system, unfortunately, is an outside agency approval between the Pinelands and the County Health Department.
But that's on what they submitted, correct?
Based on the number of students and the dilution requirements. Now, we're not saying it complies. We're saying they have to go get that outside agency approval.
With the right agency.
And under
not us.
You're familiar with Officer Mass, correct? So the amount of about Officer Mass.
Yeah, sure. I'm familiar with that.
So take each one of
that's
those.
That's time.
Three. Okay.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you.
Sandra Van Orden, 5881, Route 9.
Okay, Sandra, you swear affirm to tell the truth, so you got it.
Okay, I just want to know the lot size of the building. You got the land. Everybody know that? Mm-hmm.
4 acres.
The building take up on that land?
They're going to have to.
4.5 acres.
Okay, what about the building? How much does it take up on that?
A little over half acre. 22,000 square feet.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak before we close it to the public?
Can I use her 2.5 minutes?
No.
Make a motion. Mm-hmm. Still have one.
Yeah.
Very
Sam, I believe you already spoke.
Yeah. I just want to ask you, the board, one more question. Is there any way to look into how a septic like that could pass the Board of Health when
you would have to contact Burlington?
As my wife would say, not my monkey, not my circus.
I understand that.
Yeah. It's Burlington County. We just built a house in Ulster Manor, had it built, and we had to go through Burlington County. Everything goes through them.
And did you have to change the septic?
No. It's informed. Okay, at this time.
All right, Scott, you swear or affirm to tell the true stuff you got.
Sure. So I am with everybody else saying, like, what's the benefit?
Well, we feel like we have asked and answered the question.
They have.
We have answered this. You don't feel like our answer. So the answer isn't going to change.
Yeah.
Okay, so the answer is not going to change. So I have 7 kids. How can I apply for the school to benefit?
You'd have to pass the test. Your kid's going to take the test and pass the admission.
Oh. I have one asking. 14. Where can I get the information?
Don't ask me. You'll see what the test is.
and then obviously the septic issue. How is that not a land issue?
This board does not have jurisdiction over septic systems. So they pass, right? The county board of health has jurisdiction over that.
So what part of the land do you have to deal with?
It would be a condition if the board approved this site plan that they comply with that through the county board of health and the Pinelands. They would have to show us that they've met that standard, everything's working, for us to sign off finally on the site plan approval under a resolution compliance.
So before they can get a CO.
Before they can get a CO or anything, we got to see all that.
We have to get proof from the board of Pinelands that they granted their outside agency approval.
Correct.
Otherwise, the school doesn't open.
Right. They could potentially get an approval here, but not meet the conditions and not be able to comply with what a resolution would require.
Correct.
That's the answer I was looking for.
All right.
Yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That's it.
Thank you. Okay. Last one.
Okay, Phil, do you swear or affirm testimony you give the truth to the
gut? Or are we allowed to have multifamily homes in these retina?
Can you hear me, Phil?
Are we allowed to have multifamily homes in the retina?
No.
How
is this any different?
They're asking for a use variance. It's not a permitted use.
Okay, we're going to take that into consideration, right?
It's two different things.
Yeah.
This is a division versus a multifamily home.
People living in one area.
But it's still two different things. Can I have a motion to close the meeting to the public?
That's it?
We need a motion to close the meeting to the public.
All in favor?
All in favor? Opposed? So carried.
All right. You want to the
yeah.
How do you word it?
Basically, this is an application for use variance and site plan approval. If you were to entertain a motion to grant an approval, the conditions I have out is annual inspections of the septic system, private trash service, 2 ADA parking spaces, compliance with our board engineer's report, and those would be the conditions. You would need 5 affirmative votes out of 7 to grant the approval.
Modification of the rider response.
And yes, modification of the rider.
Does anyone want to make that motion?
My suggestion is this. Use variances, you're better off with a motion to approve. If you make the motion and you second it, you can vote whichever way you want on the actual vote. Just because you make the motion doesn't mean you have to vote yes, doesn't mean you have to vote no. One situation if there was a motion to deny it and you don't get enough votes, then we'll have to go through multiple votes and it gets very confusing. So I prefer it to be a motion to grant approval, and then whatever way you want to vote, you can vote. But you're supposed to follow the law.
Motion to grant the approval.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, roll call.
Ms. Cope.
She's not eligible.
I know. Ms. Rufo.
Yes.
Ms.
Yes.
Ms. Spagnola. Mr. Neuweiler.
Yes.
Mr. Steele. Ms. Lois DeLois.
Yes.
Mr. Allen.
Yes.
Ms. Adams. Ms. Crawley?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.